This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Happy Wednesday. Glad you're along with us. Hump Day. State Fair continues. Have you been up there to take in the State Fair food yet? If so, we welcome your tips. Friday, Call Before You Dig Day. We'll be broadcasting live from the fair. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to Kenny Chesney tomorrow night. Oh, yeah. Lots of fun. In fact, how am I going to do this? Kenny Chesney Thursday night and Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech at the Democratic National Committee. I guess I'll leave it to the listeners on which they think I should attend. Covering Hillary Clinton on your behalf at the Democratic National Convention or enjoying some North Dakota fun, which would be a better approach? You tell me. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, as always, right alongside yours truly. And Todd and I'll be there on Friday. Looking forward to that. Todd will be doing the K-Fire Cafe, and we'll both be doing What's On Your Mind Friday from the fair. So stop by and see us. There's a lot of fun, free stuff at the Call Before You Dig tent. Remember that last year, Todd? My gosh, there was freebies. There were, you know, the T-shirts were great.
I still have my cape. Remember? They gave us capes. That's a godline.
All you superheroes, come by and join the fun. should be a great time. I have a lot on my mind today. I do. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour, and we'll open up the phones for him. I want to chat with him about, a lot of things to chat with him about, too. But he was at the Robin Hall dedication at UND yesterday. And that is sort of the UAS wing of the aerospace sciences at the University of North Dakota. There's just so much going on at UND, Grand Forks, Grand Sky. You got companies like literally Northrop Grumman, one of the major defense contractors in this country, constructing a facility. You have another mega General Atomics, privately held, held in just huge high regard, General Atomics Aeronautical up there. Tomorrow they are actually doing the first flight event for their UAS Flight Training Academy. And so General Atomics, one of the nation's premier defense contractors, and by the way, their Predator right now is doing some incredible work in taking out the worst of the worst, the bad guys, the folks plotting and planning the next slashing of a priest's throat at a rural parish in France, the next Orlando, the next San Bernardino, the next Nice, France. You know what I'm saying? So these are heroes. And they do the work very quietly. But these Predators also have a commercial application. And that's the great thing about Grand Sky. And so General Atomics has their Predator taking his first flight as part of a commercial endeavor, and it's happening in North Dakota and at this test area that has been set up. I've not done what's happening there enough service. It's just incredible what's going on, and has really a lot of applications. What's being done is being done on the military front. And that's happening at Grand Forks Air Force Base, as well as the North Dakota National Guard, and the work they're doing with the Predator is a very top-secret mission. But the commercial applications that are coming are phenomenal. They really are. And we're going to be on the cutting edge of that in so many areas. It's big data. It's you know, securing the data and cybersecurity. It is, just think about the applications. Your mind really just blows when you think about all the different things that you can do with these that you previously had needed manpower for or other things are just really incredible. Agriculture, tons of applications, and so many others. So, I mean, I'll just give you one on the way of pipelines. We have an enormous amount of pipeline development going on in this state, which is good because it brings trucks off the road. It brings frees up rail capacity for ag products, as an example. And, you know, when you put in a new pipeline right now, you don't have the luxury of using, for instance, a remote-piloted aircraft, which can say, all right, here's the route of the let's just pick. It's going to go Rugby to Wahpeton, okay? This pipeline's going Rugby to Wahpeton. And what you can do with one of these now is fly the route, the exact route, okay, that it's going to go. And then you fly the construction process, making sure everything's going okay. Then after it's put in, then you fly that. And any issues, you instantly know. Then you have that data, if you will, that photo to benchmark anything along the way that there becomes a problem with. It's great for the landowner. That's just one example. There's millions of examples where these can be applied, and we're really on the cutting edge of it. What General Atomics is doing, and will happen tomorrow, is kicking off their flight training academy. They have well-paid pilots that fly these things from the, you know, it's like from a little command center that's, you know, the plane goes up, but the pilot's on the ground. You follow me? With these predators. I'm just assuming everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say a predator. But their pilots at other places end up with so much idle time because they can't get the airspace clearance to be able to train them. Well, we have vast open skies, and now the clearance with this FAA-approved test area that allows pilots to be trained. So, therefore, you've got the pilots, you've got the aircraft, and then you get the mission. It's just really, really incredible. So, not sure how I got on that story, but I do want to talk to Kevin Kramer about that because he was yesterday in Grand Forks at the announcement over Robin Hall. I guess that's how I started, how much I had to cover with Congressman Kramer. So, I also want to check with him on his thoughts a little bit about a story that I don't think is getting enough attention amid the Democratic National Convention, and that is the emails, the WikiLeaks emails. What's getting attention is that a lot of folks are trying to blame the Russians for these, but I just put something on my Facebook page that was meant to be humorous, but in fact it's a bit sad and a bit true. It's a picture of this sweet little old lady taking her glasses and looking a little closer into her computer, and the headline says, the Democrats are calling Latinos Taco Bell people, and they say Trump is a racist? Thank you to that sweet little old lady and whoever put that together, because that speaks volumes about this. The big media is a total fraud. They're ignoring what's in the emails while peddling the theory that the Russians are the hackers that have released. We don't know that. They just jumped to that conclusion immediately. Right now, oh, yeah, it's the Russians, because some experts of ours say it's the Russians. And meanwhile, the FBI investigation is just beginning. It's sort of like how they do with, oh, yeah, the cops are to blame. The cops are to blame. Yeah, start a riot. The cops are to blame. They're shooting black people. Interesting. When in fact we know, by the way, a little sidebar in that story, the last three of those being investigated in the Baltimore officers that were charged in the arrest and death of Freddie Gray, the state has now dropped charges against the remaining three. So we're done. We had all kinds of these things. And, oh, yeah, no, it happened. You remember the whole Freddie Gray thing? This is how they work, folks. This is how big media works. This is how the left works. You got to be aware of it. So, anyway, a lot of ground to cover today. I guess I did my my data dump on what's on my mind. I do have one more thing. I might as well just run the gamut here, and then we'll open up the phones to talk about Bill Clinton last night at the Democratic National Convention, because I do want to talk about that. And anything else on your mind? And that is, I talked to Phil Parker a little bit about this earlier on K-Fire as we were previewing today's show. We have had a hot summer, right? I think we'd all argue. I mean, this is that kind of hot, muggy summer. Have you noticed how many of these hot, muggy days have also been wind-free? We have a war on coal going on. We have a war on fossil fuels going on. Imagine natural gas. Whew, get rid of that. Wind. I mean, coal. Get rid of that. And the wind's not blowing, and you want AC. You'd have a very deadly situation. And meanwhile, we have a coal plant that is closing in North Dakota because of the taxpayer-subsidized wind energy that's going on the grid. Think about that. This summer, a perfect time to ponder what a coal-free grid would feel like, what a fossil fuels-free grid would feel like. High heat, no wind, no AC. You know what that is? That's deadly. I don't think we as consumers get that. I don't think enough consumers get that. Pay attention to it. It's important. Okay. You got what's on my mind. I want what's on yours. I do have a little bit of good news here. And the good news is Bill Clinton, in his speech last night, revealed why Donald Trump's going to win. So I want to share that with you. And I want your calls, questions, and comments on anything on your mind on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Let's go.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist Dr. Sam Markell. Many soybeans in the state were injured by hail last week, raising many good questions about diseases and fungicide applications. A study was recently conducted in Iowa that investigated the effects of a fungicide, pyraclostrobin, on hail-injured soybeans. To injure the soybeans, the researchers created a PTO-powered ice thrower. The ice thrower was used to simulate hail on soybeans at growth stages R1, which is beginning flower, or R4, which is full pod. They applied a fungicide at R3, which is early pod. The results showed that a fungicide application made before or after the hail simulation event provided little yield-preserving or disease-limiting benefits when foliar disease severity was low, which is commonly the case in North Dakota soybeans. For more information, including a video demonstration of the ice thrower in action, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Sitting where I'm sitting, and you heard what I have heard at every dinner conversation, every lunch conversation, on every long walk, you would say, this woman has never been satisfied with the status quo in anything.
All right. I think what he just said there is Obama isn't doing as good a job as his wife says when she's making speeches publicly. I think that's what he said. You can translate it differently if you want. I don't know. Am I able to continue with the show here, Todd? I see we have a lot of calls. I want to get right to them, but I'm just curious. Am I being suspended?
For what?
Well, you just read me a text.
Are you pouting again?
I'm not pouting. I just wonder. No, I mean, is there anything?
Scott, like I told you, if 99.9% of people loved and adored you, there would still be people left to text that you're the... You do. Let me pull it back up so I can. I want to make sure I'm reading it right here. I have never heard such a hateful broadcaster as Scott.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but you didn't concur, so I don't need to worry about probation. Or
I don't. No, you don't need to worry about probation.
Okay. Right.
If anybody should be on probation, it's me.
Would you text that person back and say Scott would like to have you come on the program and just explain what you found to be hateful and have a very calm, respectful conversation about it. Would you?
Sure,
would you
I'd be happy to.
All right,
we'll do that right now.
I'm not the kind of person that feels like everybody has to love you. I get that you're always going. You know, when you give opinions for a living, there's going to be people who disagree and then take that to, hey, you're hateful. I understand, but I never stop trying to say, let me understand why you think I'm hateful, and then maybe I'll do it better next time. And happy to admit where I've erred. But anyway, appreciate the feedback nonetheless. We like it all. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can. North Dakota Oil does. And by the way, yes, there's jobs. Yes, there's input to the economy. But there's also improvement to your life as a result of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Grab your iPhone. It doesn't exist without petroleum, folks. It doesn't exist. Think about that. And there are petroleum-based products in your iPhone, as an example. You know, it's not just the oil that, you know, makes the gas that goes into your car that gets you from point A to point B, which is a big deal in summer. We're going to see people. But North Dakota Oil Can, find out more on their Facebook page at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And we thank them for our fine partnership here on What's on Your Mind. Jeff in Jamestown, Pat in Wilton, Shar in Minot, Jamie in Bismarck. Let's go. What's on your mind? Jeff, you're first.
Say you spent the last day talking about subsidies for wind farms. Well, is there some kind of truckloads of cash that people are hauling away? How much is the subsidy? Who's getting paid? How does it work? All I hear is it's hugely subsidized. Well, how is it subsidized? I'd like to know that.
That is a question we will. I just know that the dollars for wind, much like ethanol, it's an energy source that Congress has picked, that the administration has picked as preferred, and so therefore, when you buy a turbine, when you build a wind farm, there are tax subsidies that you get. They go to the developers, I believe. But I want to get you a detailed answer, so we're going to ask that first.
That's right, because I know a little bit about it, and there are no scads of cash trucks being dumped off in building one of these. I understood there was maybe some tax credits. But as far as raw cash being put out, that's not how I. But you guys are portraying this like that.
Well, first of all, tax credits aren't free. Tax credits mean you get a reduction on your tax bill, so that's cash. Okay, I mean you can get cutesy about how it's given to somebody. It's not a truckload of cash, but it's cash. It's less dollars in the Treasury of the United States of America. But how much?
How
long?
Now can we be fair on one more thing? Now,
yes,
if I correct, didn't coal get some tax breaks on equipment purchases in the last legislature, a moratorium on tax?
I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I think they did.
But when you talk about subsidies of purchases, I guess that's, you know, there's been that for farmers. There's been that for
I'll agree.
So
I would at least be fair when you – and one more thing. The amount of energy being taken over by wind is nothing compared to the energy that natural gas is taken away from coal because it's easier to work with.
True. Right now, and the price is there. There's no doubt about it. That's a competitor. But, I just think we need to worry about this. We need to worry about when coal plants.
I want to portray it fairly.
Let's portray it fairly. I'm happy to do that. And I would also say, when if you want to do it fairly. I would like to know how much of an impact that led to the closing of Great River Energy's coal plant had to do with the additional electricity on the grid generated by wind that therefore has a price impact. That's where we need to get into. That's where the rubber meets the road on that whole deal. And when it's funded by the taxpayers to an extent that doesn't happen for natural gas, doesn't happen for fossil fuels, we need to worry. But I'll ask specifically the federal subsidies I'm talking about, how much with Congressman Kramer's. Good question. Patton Wilton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, to continue on that theme, and you're right, the taxpayer puts the bill on them, and they cannot pay for themselves. There's no way. So what happens, I believe, is they end up in default, and then some company comes along, buys them up, pennies on the dollar. And keep in mind, the taxpayers footed the bill to get these constructed, and there's no way that they can pay for themselves on their own. They have to go into default. Somebody will own them. Then all of a sudden, they're profitable because they're pennies on the dollar. And there's lots of this stuff that goes on, and that's why, you know, our taxes just continue to go up. There's no way that we're ever going to reverse that trend, I don't believe.
You know, I get... incentivizing technology development. Hey, let's look at some of the, you know, the one thing that drives me crazy about the greenies, for lack of a better term, is, you know, they're not for all of the above. They're for only their preferred sources, which require subsidies. Okay. Now, I actually don't have a problem with it. Are we trying, try this, try that. But at some point, you got to say enough. Okay. Stand on your own or you're done. We're moving to the next one. And that's what we don't do well. At all. But we need a true all-of-the-above energy policy. Just when I say we need it, look at our energy requirements 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. We need everything. And the new technology that will come that we've not even, been able to wrap our mind around. But the greenies don't. They want fossil fuels to go away. And by the way, Hillary Clinton is more in that camp than ever now because she had to shift leftward in order to get the nomination, or Bernie Sanders would be accepting the nomination tomorrow.
By the way, greenies is hate speech, Scott, so...
Oh, it is?
You can do better than that. Come on.
Tree huggers? Does that work? I didn't hear the buzzer, so I'll go with tree huggers. Pat, what do you think?
The judges had to confer. Yeah, they don't like that one either.
Environmental activists? That's what they
are. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Environmental wackos.
No, that's that hate again there.
Yeah, I hate that hate. Pat, thank you very much. Appreciate the call, and we'll keep talking about it. Char, Minot, you're next. Jamie Bismarck, Stephen Dickinson stacked up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Mom and Dad have had the same home phone number for years. Now that they're moving into assisted living, they're worried their friends won't know how to be able to call them on their home number. We found OurOldNumber.com offered a great solution. OurOldNumber.com will forward Mom and Dad's home number to their cell phone. It's just like their home phone number went with them to their new home. Thanks to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
After America's women first won the right to vote, 96 years ago, we are preparing to shatter the highest, strongest marble ceiling in our country by electing Hillary Clinton, President of the United States.
It's a marble
buzzer. The Pelosi buzzer, is that what that was? Yeah.
A marble ceiling? Now, when did it become a marble ceiling? I always thought the expression was a glass ceiling.
It's politics. You got to jump the shark. You know what I'm saying? It just
yeah. Because how did jumping the shark work for Arthur Fonzarelli?
Many of you have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, and thank you for that. You've heard us talking about Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But did you know that Beam Mobile, Verizon, is more than just phones and tablets? They want me to tell you about Hum by Verizon. It's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. What's not to love about that? We're talking about features like roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment. The activation fee and the 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. And get it at B-Mobile near you. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno in North Dakota. Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. To find a location near you, visit bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Donald Trump is down in Doral, Florida today, and there's a press conference coming up. I'm not sure this was planned. Don't exactly know what's going on. Our microphones are rolling, so we will keep you posted on that. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour, and your calls, questions, and comments welcome as we continue on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Todd, any response to the text that you sent inviting the person that thought I was a hater? What was I again?
Just got one.
Okay.
And thank you. Just them. So you know, I want Mr. Trump to win on Election Day.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, good.
If he wins, we will never hear from the Clintons again.
Wow, doesn't like the
Clintons. That was not what I was predicting as a response. Okay,
no,
there you
but
go.
But I'm a hater. Yeah. Any response to the invite to come on the program? And
no, not yet. But that was a response from that same texter. But no response for...
Because we invited them
coming on just yet.
Just to chat and understand.
Now, in their defense, we have full phones right now, and he may be trying to call.
Well, no, we'll call him. Just let him know we'll call him.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. I've got a number here.
If he's willing to come on, yeah.
Okay.
We'll call you. All right, let's go to Steve in, who's next up? Char's next up. Char and Minot next up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd, too, even if you hate me. 701-226-8503. Oh, I'm sorry, one quick text. The texter that says Scott is hateful is proof that libtards live in a delusional fantasy bubble. I'm not familiar with that.
Scott, really? Yeah,
that word shouldn't even be on the radio, I don't think.
Wow. Ouch, that's kind of harsh.
Is the buzz for me or the texter?
Both of
us.
Both of you.
Yeah. So he did. I'm sorry. Let me start
over. If a texter marched off a cliff, would you?
The texter says that Scott is hateful as proof that liberals. Sorry, I misread it. He actually did say a bad word, but I'm going to change it. I'm going to add it on the fly. Live in a delusional fantasy bubble. They only hear what they want to hear, and it goes through a filter that twists everything on its head. It's one of the reasons that these people are always angry. You can literally say good morning to them, and they think you are patronizing them. That's actually true. I found that to be true myself. Yeah. I'll never forget, I was chatting one time at an industry deal. It was in New York City, and I happened to be staying next to Mark Levin, who my wife adores. And this woman came up to him and was arguing with him about some stuff, and she finally decided to leave. And as she was leaving, he said, God bless you. And she said, don't start with that God stuff on me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And he said, ma'am, I just said, God bless you. I mean, it's a nice way of saying, you know, so long. But yeah, there's an angry element there, no doubt about it. Anyway, Char, sorry for the wait. You're next. Char and Minot on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I think you have a very kind spirit.
Well, thank you.
What I want to talk about today is an article I read in our paper. It's Black Votes Matter. And this is sort of in response to what was going on last night at the Democratic Convention. And he writes, this is Thomas Sowell, Black votes matter to many politicians more so than many black lives. That is why such politicians must try to keep black voters fearful, angry, and resentful. Racial harmony would be a political disaster for such politicians. Hillary Clinton desperately needs black votes in this year's close election. Promoting fear, anger, and resentment among blacks, and if possible, paranoia, serves her political interests. Racial polarization makes both the black population and the white population worse off, but it makes politicians who depend on black voters better off. Now, isn't that a sad thing?
It is, and I think it's true, honestly. I think Thomas Sowell, a great columnist, a great thinker, is nailing it there. Sadly, they're pawns in this. They're a political pawn. They are used as the vote matters. So I got to pander to them, and I got to stir the pot. I'll give you my latest example of what he's saying. You see if you agree, Char. The Democratic National Convention yesterday, Hillary Clinton's convention in Philadelphia, had all these mothers of what they call victims of police crimes. Okay. Now, look, I am sad that a life is lost there. I'm sad that they had a family member die, however they died, right? But to me, to put them there and then not have the same amount of compassion and concern for law enforcement officers who have died in the line of duty, no recognition of them, is trying to make blacks more fearful, angry, and resentful, exactly what you just pointed out in my mind. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree very much, Pat. And the fact that Sharpton owes millions of dollars in unpaid income taxes should tell you how lucrative this is, this race hustling.
Yeah. Sharp, appreciate the call. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Jamie Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. First of all, I'd say you're not hateful at all. In fact, I would say you're too nice most of the time. Especially the left-wingers. Anyway, like two things. Yesterday was you had Trooper Talk on, and you guys had that question about whether you have to, it's the law to show your concealed weapons ID or not when you get pulled over. Yeah. I didn't think that it was, because I remembered that when I passed my test years ago, so I called the Personal Defense Center here in Bismarck, and the gentleman who runs that told me that is not North Dakota law. The only time you have to show your concealed weapons ID is if the officer who pulled you over requests that you show it to him. Otherwise, that's not the law. You have to show your concealed weapons ID or say that you have a weapon in your vehicle for that matter. But I've been pulled over once since I had it, and I automatically did it anyways.
We had a call. We had an email from a listener. Al said the trooper was wrong about automatically handing over the permit. The state's the law actually states you must hand over the permit on demand. Was another tidbit. And he actually sent a, I don't know what this is from, but it says, every person while carrying a concealed firearm or dangerous weapon for which a license to carry concealed is required shall have on one's person the license issued by this or another state and shall give it to any law enforcement officer for an inspection upon demand by the officer. The failure of any person to give the license to the officer is evidence the person is illegally carrying a firearm or dangerous weapon concealed. So.
Okay. Well, I thought he said you automatically have to do it no matter what. And the second thing I got for you, I heard you guys talking about speeding tickets, and both of you kind of said that, you know, our speeding fines here are low and people tend to speed and they don't care about the fines here. I disagree. Every time I go to Minnesota, everybody thinks they got these great fines. Oh, it just stops people from speeding. I get passed here more by people with Minnesota license plates than I ever do when I go here on the interstate here or anywhere. So, increasing the fines, you know, to me, that's like people telling me more gun control is going to work. They're both a failure.
All right, Jamie, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Steven Dickinson next on What's on Your Mind. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline humming today at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, wind farms are all about money, but it's taxpayer money, and it's not about you getting money or anyone else getting money. It's about companies that come in and build these wind farms and scoop up the taxpayer money. They build these winds. Right now, there's a company that wants to build a wind farm in rural Burley County. They're based out of Ohio, but they're 100% owned by a German company. So why else would a German company come over here and want to put up wind farms on the west to get paid? If the government wasn't putting money into this, there wouldn't be one wind farm up.
I wonder if that's true. That's another question for Kevin Cramer. If the government was not subsidizing these at all, would there still be wind development? And by the way, that's the question that ought to be asked about every incentive, every subsidy. Is this the reason it's happening? To say, hey, does this work or not? Or does this go on without us? Because if it goes on without us, it ought to end. We're at $20 trillion in debt, property taxes through the roof. If a project would happen with or without the incentive or the subsidy, then it ought to end, in my mind.
Yep, and then the people that talk about your coal and your power plants getting government money, well, you take a coal plant that burns efficiently as ours do, and you put coal in it, and they throw the switch, and you get power. You take up and put all these big wind farms up, if the wind don't blow, we don't get nothing. So, just my thoughts.
Yeah, another good point. Appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you very much. Jason's on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not bad. I was just calling about yesterday, and I don't know if you talked about this earlier in your show, but I have yet to see anybody from the Democratic or the talk about it like Obama. But what happened over in Normandy yesterday was a pretty sad deal. That two ISIS followers or ISIS members attacked that church and killed that priest up on the altar. And I was just curious. I was hoping to see if Vice President Kaine would make a comment because I believe he's a Catholic and see what he thought on that. But I have yet to hear if he made a point to respond about the sad deal over in Normandy.
That's a very good point.
The ground up Normandy. You know, that's pretty precious. People have lost their lives, and now they attack the Catholic Church.
It's a very good point. Number one, why it wasn't mentioned. Somebody else, a couple people have mentioned, two textures even today. Where are the U.S. flags at the Democratic Convention?
Good question.
Where are the flags at the convention? So I don't know that either, but you're absolutely right about France. Very good point. Should have mentioned it. Thanks, Jason.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Stark Weather in Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. All right, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is uniquely qualified to seize the opportunities and reduce the risk we face. And she is still the best darn change maker I have ever known.
He said change like 17 times, and there is a particular part of the speech which leads me to believe that he is in fear that his wife is on a path to defeat. I'll save you the money clip for this coming up here in a little bit, but I was really encouraged by Bill Clinton's speech. First of all, way too long. I love a love story, okay? But when you're on a stage like that, half the speech was this love story, and it's by a guy who's probably the most famous philanderer in the history of the United States. You know, I mean, it's just you can't wrap your mind around that. So that part was a little bizarre, but he got to what he wanted to say and what he wanted the folks to take away. Whether they actually heard it or not, I don't know, but we'll play that coming up here in a little bit as well. Donald Trump just took the podium. I just want to hear a little bit about what this is about, because I don't know that this was planned. So isn't there? It isn't started yet. Sorry. It's They keep saying it's going to start. It's like typical, you know, cable news, right? Because they, what they say is, it's coming, it's coming. Oh, here it is. Okay.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She totally rigged it. Bernie Sanders never had a chance. And total disloyalty. It's like, you're fired, get out fast. The email situation, now I call it the double email situation. Both very serious. What was said in the last ones to the DNC was horrible. Absolutely horrible. If I would have used language like they used about religion, about race, about everything else that they discuss in those emails, I would have had to run and hide and probably drop out of the race. With her, everything's just fine. So just ask yourself why she doesn't have news conferences. And honestly, the reason is because there's no way she can answer questions because the job she has done is so bad. When they talk about change, I notice they have change. She's been there for 30 years. 30 years. There's no change. It's going to be the same. It's going to be an extension of Obama, in my opinion, worse. She lied about TPP. She was for TPP. She saw me on television knocking the hell out of it because it's a horror show. It's going to kill all our jobs. It's going to be almost as bad as NAFTA, maybe worse, which her husband signed, by the way, which destroyed this country, destroyed manufacturing in the United States. And I'll do something about it. That'll be so renegotiated. And by the way, yesterday, for the first time, she said she wants to renegotiate trade agreements. First time yesterday. All because of me. She also saw me talking about TPP and currency manipulation and currency devaluation. And she heard it and she said, wow, she can't win that subject in a debate. So all of a sudden she goes and she goes against TPP. Her vice president is one of the biggest proponents of TPP, and now he's going against it. And Bernie Sanders was right. He was against it. They will go for TPP and voted in very shortly after the election if she wins, which for the sake of our country, we all hope, and I hope that she doesn't.
All right. This is strategic by Trump. I'm not going to keep all of this, but we'll keep monitoring it and see what else he's saying. Smart move, because he's injecting himself into the news cycle, if you will. They'll have to talk about this, and it'll have to be, you know, it'll be 90-10, what Bill Clinton says and what Tim Kaine says to him. But to pointing out what's in those emails that are being brushed over, pointing out that ISIS isn't mentioned, pointing out the flip-flops that are already happening, pointing out the change, very smart on his part. Really, really, really smart. That's for sure. Kevin and Bismarck, get you in here. You're next.
Good
on the Cloverdale Big Winter Hunt. Good, how are you?
Good. I'm going to make this twofold and I'll make it short. You were saying about loving a love story. Everybody likes a good love story, but if he was in such good love with her, he wouldn't have had all the extra women on the side. However, I wanted to talk more about the concealed weapon permit. I've got a concealed weapon permit, and when a policeman pulls me over, and Lord knows I've been stopped a few times, I always, out of respect to the officer, not only do I have my license, but I have my concealed weapon permits in my hand. When he comes up, I hand it to him. I want him to know that he is safe anytime he pulls me over. Not have to worry about where my gun is, if I've got that permit or anything. So I just wanted to put that out there, and I think every citizen worry about the cops more than whether they're going to have to get asked for their permit or not. So that's all I have. Have a good day.
You too, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Karen Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I called in about coal, but actually I wanted to say that also that Donald Trump did not make any major mistakes during his convention, and he made a good impression. Of course, I'm a Democrat, and I don't like that, but he did well.
Who are you going to vote for, Karen?
Going to vote for Hillary.
Why do you say it sort of sheepishly there like that? I'm going to vote for Hillary.
I don't say it sheepishly.
No, you're fired up about voting for Hillary. Because there are Democrats voting for Trump. You know, I have to hear more and more. In fact, they were interviewing, was it MSNBC or CNN? It was not Fox yesterday. Some Sanders fans that were
going for Trump. Karen, sorry we don't have more time for the coal thing, but appreciate your two cents on Donald Trump and his performance at the convention. Congressman Kevin Cramer, full hour of calls in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that could happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products, their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home, and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA. 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.